Qatar has launched a human trafficking awareness campaign to highlight the threat of forced labor and abuse to the country's legion of foreign workers. A member of the National Human Rights Committee, Mohammed Faoud, says the campaign hopes to reach migrant workers and local Qataris.
We make hotline for anyone, any labor lives in Qatar, if he feels that any form of trafficking in person against him. We have program in the Qatar radio and two program also for TV. Every person in Qatar must know to what is the meaning of trafficking in people.
Qatar's migrant workforce makes up roughly 80% of the country's population. Many of those people from South Asia or the Philippines work as laborers. Some of them work for dubious companies that bring them into the country and force them to work for nothing in order to pay off their flights and visas. The National Human Rights Committee says it plans to hold a meeting with the diplomatic missions whose countries export workers to Qatar to discuss stopping the practice of forced labor. A recent human trafficking report from the U.S. State Department criticized Qatar's human rights record. In Trafficking in Persons report, it said the Gulf State was a destination country with widespread trafficking abuses, particularly forced laborers from Asia who were subject to restrictions on movement as well as physical and sexual abuse. The chairman of Qatar's Human Rights Committee dismissed the report's finding, saying it was full of wrong information, and added it ignored the progress made by Qatar on its human rights record. Mr. Faoud says a lot has changed during the past couple of years in Qatar.
We worked about maybe 2 years about trafficking in person. And you must also know now if anyone sees the situation in Qatar, he finds this situation is different now.
On top of the anti-trafficking campaign, Qatar is moving towards legal reform with a law drafted to protect the rights of domestic servants, one of the most vulnerable migrant workers groups. The Human Rights Committee says it plans to bring stiffer punishments for those found guilty of sexual or physical abuse of workers in order to discourage the crime. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Doha.